CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 11th of September 2022. Here are the main news headlines. The death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Bletchley Park and NRC Open, EMF lecture and workshop of the RSGB Convention. We are deeply saddened by the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Our thoughts are with the King and all members of the Royal Family at this sad time. Bletchley Park Museum and hence the National Radio Centre will remain open in the coming days but will be closed for the day of the funeral. More information will follow once the date of the funeral has been announced. There will be EMF compliance events at the RSGB convention on the 8th and 9th of October. On the morning of Saturday the 8th, John Rogers, M0JAV of the RSGB, ARRL and IRTS EMF team will give an update on EMF compliance developments. This will include the updated RSGB EMF compliance app and results of some measurements made. Then on the Sunday morning, team members Peter Zollman, G4DSE, and Ian White, GM3SEK, will run an open compliance clinic. If you've already carried out an EMF compliance assessment but not sure how the results relate to your situation, they'll work through some site-specific cases to put the principles into practice. Please check the convention timetable for final details. You can email your questions in advance to emc.chairman@rsgb.org.uk. The July edition of the IARU Monitoring Service Region 1 newsletter is now available. In this issue, you can read more about how over-the-horizon radars were the most obvious transmissions, causing harm to our amateur radio HF bands. The front runner was the Russian Container, with a bandwidth of 12 kHz at 40 symbols per second, received in all bands from 40 to 12 metres. The others sending short bursts with bandwidths of 10 kHz at 50 symbols per second were also very active and were mostly observed on the 20 metre and 15 metre bands. To read the full report, go to iaiu-rfigure1.org. Word has just arrived via the South African Radio League that three new African countries have joined the ranks of 5 MHz or 60 metre operators. They're Botswana, Lesotho and Swatini, formerly known as Swaziland. Each has the new WRC 15 amateur secondary allocation of 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz. This makes a total of 89 countries now with bands worldwide. Thanks to ZS4BS and SARL for the information. All three UK amateur radio exams may be taken online this year. On this year's RSGB convention, the foundation and intermediate exam will take place on Saturday and the full exam on Sunday morning. Places must have been booked prior to the 26th of September cut-off date, and applications will not be accepted on the day. For booking inquiries, please email exams@rsgb.org.uk. Now for details of rallies and events following the sad death of the news of the death of Queen Elizabeth II, the RSGB recommends that anyone attending amateur radio rallies or events should check before travelling. Please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Also, today the 11th, the Ripon Radio Rally will be held at Hugh Ripley Hall, Ripon, HG42PT. Doors open for traders from 7 a.m. and to the public at 10. Admission is £3 per person. Please note that the bring and buy is upstairs. Cost for bring and buy is £1 per item to local charity, sold or not. Western Supermare Radio Society's Radio and Electronics Rally on the 25th of September. It will be held at the Campus Community Centre, BS24-7DX. As a mark of respect for Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, the Case to Lifeboat Radio Rally, which was due to be held this coming Sunday the 11th of September, has been postponed. Please note that the Angel of the North rally, due to be held on the 17th of September, has also been postponed. Now for special event news, Paisley Amateur Radio Club will be operating the special event station GB0DOD from the Methodist Central Hall 2 Gore Street, Paisley, PA1EP, on Saturday the 17th of September. It's part of the Paisley Doors Open Day, when historic buildings throughout the town will be open to the public. Club members will be demonstrating voice, digital and Morse codes on HF, VHF and UHF. Chris, PA2CHR, and Linz, PA3CMC, will be active from 4U1ITU, the International Amateur Radio Club station at the ITU headquarters in Geneva, from the 13th to the 16th of September. They will be operating from 1800 to 0600 UTC, with JT64B as their preferred mode on 144 megs, and probably Q65 to 60B on 432 megs, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Locks OQRS or direct to IARC PO Box 6, 1211 Geneva 20, Switzerland. Remaining in Switzerland this week, we go back in time to 1847, when Switzerland's first train connection from Zurich to Baden in South Germany began its service. To celebrate the 175th anniversary of the Swiss Railways, a special call HB175RAIL, R-A-I-L, will be active from the 1st of September to the 31st of October. QSL via Logbook of the World certificates will be available. Search for HB175RAIL on QRZ.com for more information. Now for the DX News, the team will be active as 5R8CG, 5R8MM and 5R8WG and 5R8WP from Nosy B Island, AF057 in Madagascar, from the 11th to the 22nd of October. They'll operate CWSSB RITI and FT8, 6 to 660 meter bands with two stations. The log will be uploaded to Logbook of the World when they return. Daniel, LU9FHA, Pablo, LU7MT, José Luis, LU1FM, and Alejandro, LU8YD, will be active from Sant Andrés Island, NA033. From the 16th to 25th of September, they'll be operating using SSB FT8, FT4, and CW. 6 to 160 meter bands, FM satellite operations are also planned. QSL5J0DX direct to LU9FHF. Mike VE6TC is active as ZL4 stroke call sign from Stewart Island, OC203, until early October. He's on the air most days between 0300 and 0800 UTC, 20 meter band using SSB and CW. QSL via VE6TC direct to Bureau. Mike will upload his log to Logbook of the World and EQSL when he gets back to Canada. Massa JA0RQV is expected to be active again as A35JP from OC049. Tonga from the 20th of August until the 24th of September. In his spare time, he'll operate CWSSB FT8 on 8 to 6 metres, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or via the Bureau to JA0RQV. This weekend, the WAE DXSSB contest runs for 48 hours, ending 23:59 UTC today the 11th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contests are allowed, EU stations should only work non-EU stations. The exchange of signal report and serial number. Today, Sunday the 11th of September, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 gigs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC. All modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Contest news. This weekend is WAE DX SSB contest, ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, the 11th, using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contests are allowed. EU stations should only work non-EU. I seem to have just done that. This is in twice. Today, Sunday, the 11th of September, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 gigahertz contest runs from 0900 to 1700 to UTC, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, 432 Megs FM activity contest takes place from 1800 to 1855 UTC. It's followed by the All Mode, 432 Megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC. Exchange the same signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the CW leg of the 432 Megs FT8 activity contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. It takes place. The exchange is your report and for character locator. Thursday, the 70 Megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes, the exchanges, signal report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday, the 18th, is the IRTS 70 centimetre counties contest running from 1300 to 1330 UTC SSBN FM. The exchanges, signal report, serial number and locator. Irish stations also give their county. Also next Sunday, the IRTS 2-metre counties contest from 1300 to 1500 UTC using SSBN FM. The exchanges, signal report, serial number and locator. Irish stations, yes, also give their county. The Bartag Sprint at PSK 63 contest takes place next Sunday the 18th. 1700 to 2100 UTC, 3.5 to 28 megs bands, exchanges serial number. The 70 megahertz AFS contest takes place 0900 to 1200 UTC next Sunday the 18th. All modes, the exchanges, yes, you've guessed it, signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLO and G4BAO. What a week we have just had, they write excitedly. The KP index stayed at 4 or more for most of the week thanks to enhanced solar wind stream. This continued to stir up geomagnetic activity with minor G1 storm conditions. Visible aurora have been reported at higher latitudes. Sunspot region 3089 has now rotated behind the sun's west limb, which may help with conditions as it was responsible for an M-class solar flare on the 5th. A major space weather event took place during the week, but luckily it was on the far side of the sun. A large full halo coronal mass ejection, CME, became visible on imagery courtesy of both Alaska and Stereo Ahead spacecraft. This was possibly connected with active region 3088, which will rotate back into view next week, so perhaps look out for more disturbed conditions. News of sunspots has become almost secondary to the geomagnetic reports, but at the time of writing, there were 5 active regions facing the Earth and a solar flux index of 126. This has remained roughly static all week. Despite the disturbed conditions, ionospheric propagation has remained good at times, with MUFs over 3,000 kilometres exceeding 21 megs according to PropQuest. This may be mainly due to a seasonal change in the ionosphere, which may see MUFs rising as we go further into autumn. Meanwhile, 14 megahertz may remain more reliable for DX, while the higher bands may provide more fleeting openings. A quick tip, the feed from the Chilton Digisond on PropQuest has not been terribly reliable recently, so we recommend switching to Fairford data and refreshing the display for the best results if need be. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux may remain in the mid-120s. Geomagnetic conditions are due to be unsettled and we may see the KP index rise to 4, especially around the 13th to the 15th, otherwise expected to be around 2 to 3. Now for VHF and up, the large slow pressure that brought numerous heavy showers and thunderstorms to dent the drought has started to drift away to the east and will allow one more low and area of rain to affect the country at the end of this weekend and early in the coming week. There's still opportunity for some good rain scatter on the gigahertz band, but eventually it seems that high pressure may try to return around the middle of the week. Not a very strong signal, and the models suggest that low pressure is back again by the end of the week, meaning it's not especially good and probably short-lasting tropo event. So rain scatter on the gigahertz band is the primary mode, followed by a hint of tropo midweek, and then don't forget about meteor scatter and aurora and as occasional long shots. The Epsilon Perseids meteor shower is still active, and the Sextantids shower gets underway this week. The geomagnetic field has been very disturbed lately, and there have been some good aurora openings recently, so you've probably already been keeping an eye on the KP index. Anything above 5 should be worth checking out. with the moon at positive declination from today and past last Wednesday's perigee, expect low but increasing path losses and lengthening moon windows. 144 makes sky noises low all week, not exceeding 500 Kelvin until next Saturday night. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me too, and see you next week.